Good afternoon. My name is William Addy, and I'm with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. My topic today is trends in diseases reported on death certificates that mention HIV infection in the United States from 1996 to 2005. Widespread use of highly active antiretroviral therapy, or HART, after 1995 resulted in a reduction in deaths among persons with HIV. The most recent published investigation by CDC of national trends in the causes of death among people with HIV infection used data through 1999, 4 years after the introduction of HART. The current analysis used data from 1996 to 2005 to examine trends in diseases reported on death certificates that mention HIV infection in the era of HART. I have no relationship to disclose. I don't know how that's like the show. Skip that. The objective of the study is to examine trends in the proportion of deaths with various diseases among deaths in which HIV was one of the causes of death reported on the death certificate since HART began. The data were obtained from the National Multiple Cause Mortality Database compiled by the National Center for Health Statistics from death certificates of U.S. residents in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Analysis was limited to death certificates that had any mention of HIV infection for deaths that occurred from 1996 through 2005. Variables included demographic characteristics and causes of death, which were not limited to the underlying cause of death. We examined trends in the annual numbers of deaths with any mention of HIV infection, which for brevity may be called simply HIV deaths or deaths with HIV. In this context, HIV deaths or deaths with HIV refer to deaths with HIV infection or AIDS mentioned anywhere on the death certificate. By any mention of HIV infection, we mean HIV or AIDS mentioned on the death certificate as a cause of death, regardless of whether it is an underlying, immediate, intermediate, or contributing cause of death. In addition, we examine trends in the annual proportion of deaths with other diseases among HIV deaths. Because more than one disease could be reported per death, the sum of the proportions for all diseases could be more than 100%. The disease proportions were adjusted to the age, sex, race distribution of the 2000 total. And the results are presented for diseases constituting at least 1% of the 2005 total of diseases reported with any mention of HIV. Results. Here are the results. The annual number of HIV deaths, that is deaths with any mention of HIV infection on the death certificate, declined sharply from 35,340 in 1996 to 20,319 in 1997, and then more slowly each year to 14,376 in 2005. Proportionally, this represented 1.5% of all deaths in 1996 and 0.6% of all deaths in 2005. These numbers are the denominators for the analysis of the proportions of deaths with various diseases. The median age of death among deaths reported with any mention of HIV infection increased almost linearly from 39 years in 1996 to 46 years in 2005. HART has enabled persons with HIV to live longer and increasingly die of conditions not specifically attributable to HIV infection. The following slides group the diseases into three categories: infectious diseases, cancers, and all other diseases. This particular slide shows infectious diseases, including the most common AIDS-defining opportunistic infections. Standardized percentages of death certificates reporting AIDS-defining opportunistic infections declined, namely pneumocystosis, which was one of the most commonly reported diseases in the early stages of the epidemic, fell slowly from 6% in 1996 to 5% in 2005. Non-tuberculous mycobacteriosis, or NTM, the blue line, decreased sharply from 6% in 1996 to 3% in 1999, then more slowly, reaching 2% in 2005. Cytomegalovirus disease, the orange line, followed a similar pattern as the non-tuberculous mycobacteriosis, falling from 6% in 1996 to 1% in 2005. The proportion of deaths with cryptosporosis remained stable between 2% and 3%. The percentage of infectious diseases not specifically attributable to HIV increased from 1996 to 2005. Namely, the proportion of deaths with septicemia or septic shock increased from 1996 through 1999, then leveled off to become the most commonly reported infectious disease among deaths with HIV infection in 2005 at 14%. Pneumonia caused by an unspecified organism rose from 13% in 1996 to 15% in 1999 and then declined slowly to 13% as the second most reportable disease in 2005. Continuing with infectious diseases not specifically attributable to HIV, the proportion of deaths with viral hepatitis C increased sharply from 1996 through 2002, then leveled off through 2005. Hepatitis B, the yellow line, followed a similar pattern, though at lower percentages. Of the AIDS-defining opportunistic diseases, toxoplasmosis decreased while progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy has been stable. This slide shows deaths reported with cancers. For AIDS-defining cancers, the proportion of deaths reported with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, the red line, rose sharply from 5% in 1996 to 6% in 1997, and then decreased to 5% in 2001, while Kaposi sarcoma, green line, declined from 5% in 1996 to 2% in 2001. These AIDS-defining cancers had no trend afterwards, from 2001 through 2005. Non-AIDS-defining cancers combined, that is the yellow line, increased from 3% in 1996 to 8% in 2005. And the most common of these cancers was lung cancer, the blue line, which was stable during 2001 to 2005 at 2%. This slide demonstrates deaths reported with other diseases such as kidney, heart, and liver diseases. Increases occurred in other diseases not specifically attributable to HIV. That is, deaths reported with kidney disease, the red curve, increased from 8% in 1996 to 12% in 2005. Heart disease, the yellow line, increased from 5% in 1996 to 10% in 2005. Kidney and heart diseases became the fourth and fifth most commonly reported conditions, respectively, among HIV diseases in 2005. Kidney disease and heart disease. All liver diseases combined, including viral hepatitis, increased from 6% in 1996 to a peak at 14% in 2002, and then appear to have stabilized, reaching 13% in 2005. A similar trend was seen for deaths reported with non-hepatitis liver disease. That is, all other diseases excluding hepatitis, the green line. Where the proportion of deaths increased from 5% in 1996 to 10% in 2001 and then decreased to 8% in 2005. All liver diseases combined were the second most commonly reported conditions among HIV deaths after septicemia, septic shock. Decreases occurred in the proportion of deaths reported with wasting or cachexia, that is 9% in 1996 to 5% in 2005, dementia encephalopathy from 6% in 1996 to 3% in 2005. This is a continuation of the slide demonstrating other diseases. The proportion of deaths with diabetes, the red line, and essential hypertension, the yellow line, increased from 1996 through 2005. The proportion of deaths reported with acute pancreatitis, the green line, rose rapidly until 1998, then appeared to be relatively stable through 2002. When it began to fall. This graph combines data from the different categories of diseases in the preceding slides to show the 10 diseases most commonly reported among HIV deaths in 2005. Summary of findings. Deaths among persons with HIV infection have greatly decreased since 1995 because of HART. Among the deaths with HIV infection, the proportions with several opportunistic diseases related to immunodeficiency have decreased during the HART era. These are the proportions of deaths with diseases not specifically attributable to HIV increased during the HART era. These are non-AIDS defining cancers, including lung cancer, kidney disease, heart disease. Liver disease increased to a peak in 2002, then stabilized. Discussion. Factors that could have affected trends in proportions. The following factors could have affected trends in the annual proportions of HIV deaths with various diseases. Improvements in immune status due to HART reduced deaths attributable to HIV more than deaths in which other diseases played at least a contributing role, thereby decreasing the proportion of deaths with conditions attributable to HIV and increasing the proportions of deaths with other diseases not specifically attributable to HIV. Improvements in treatment or prophylaxis for opportunistic diseases could have reduced the proportions of deaths with those diseases. Although individual deaths can be reported with multiple causes, there is still competition among causes of death, so that a change in the proportion of deaths with a given cause generally results in a change in the opposite direction in the proportion of deaths with other causes. For example, the decrease in the proportion of deaths with cytomegalovirus disease in the late 90s was accompanied by increases in the proportions of deaths with several other diseases, such as viral hepatitis, non-AIDS-defining cancers, such as lung cancer, kidney disease, or heart disease. Longer survival of HIV-infected persons because of heart has increased the prevalence of HIV infection in the population, which could have increased the number of deaths accompanied by HIV infection as a possible contributing cause, but primarily attributable to unrelated causes. A cohort effect on viral hepatitis could have made the proportion of deaths due to that disease increase if the long incubation period has recently ended for many patients in the cohort. The proportion reported with hepatitis could also have increased because of more complete ascertainment by use of the antibody test for hepatitis C, which may have been prompted by knowledge of new treatments for this disease. Toxicity due to heart could in part be responsible for the continued increase in deaths with diseases of the kidney, heart, or other organs. Limitations of our study. Our analysis may be subjected to some limitations. Underreporting of causes of death may arise because the certifier may simply have written AIDS or HIV disease on the death certificate without bothering to record any of the secondary manifestations in or any conditions the person might have had. Underreporting of HIV infection may also occur because of its stigma and need to protect patients' confidentiality. Additionally, a condition may have been omitted from the death certificate because it was considered to have been an incidental finding and not to have contributed to death. Another limitation is the difficulty of knowing whether or not some conditions are HIV-related, that is, whether they are attributable to HIV or aggravated by HIV to the point of becoming a cause of death. Some conditions may not be originally attributable to HIV, but might be aggravated by HIV, yet they could still have had a fatal outcome even without HIV. This might be true of conditions such as tuberculosis, viral hepatitis, or unspecified pneumonia, for example. Recommendations. Based on the findings from this study, the following recommendations can be made. HIV-infected persons should learn of their infection and obtain care as soon as possible to benefit from the medications that can reduce their risk of death due to HIV. With HIV being less of a threat, HIV-infected persons and their health care providers should then also watch out for and take action to prevent diseases unrelated to HIV that are common in the population at risk for HIV infection, such as conditions associated with smoking and abuse of alcohol and other recreational drugs, as well as chronic diseases common in the general population. Finally, they should watch out for possible adverse effects of heart so that treatment regimens can be modified if necessary. I would like to acknowledge my colleagues who helped in the development of this presentation. Thank you. I mean, I don't get the last part of the question. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair statement. Yes, yes. The focus is to draw attention to the fact that these other conditions, the general population, are also very important, and then we should begin to pay attention to them and not focus only on HIV itself.
Thank you very much. Very good, thank you. Let's go on to our second presentation of the session, and our presenter is Jeffrey Capizzi, and the title of the presentation, Impact of Migration on Estimates of the HIV/AIDS Population Out of Care. Jeffrey?
Well, thanks for everybody showing up here. It's the last day, last session. Is everybody awake? Okay, let's see if I can get through here. That's me.